Hey, it's your old buddy Matt here, and I got a great show for you today. Thank you for listening, by the way. And before I forget, if you like the sound of the idea of finding more off-market real estate deals and you want to go deeper with that, you might like to attend the live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop. It's in Manhattan Beach, California, July 18th through the 20th. If that sounds even remotely interesting, then head on over to epicintensive.com and get the deets. Epicintensive.com.
Came to the Epic Intensive because I wanted to get more of an immersion and a deeper knowledge than from a one-hour podcast or a single video. I wanted to go for several days and saturate and interact with other people during that training. The biggest takeaway that I got is the difference between taking action and not. I met a lot of different people here with different levels of experience and progress in the business, and it seems that the ones who just start go a lot further than the ones who keep studying and learning and don't start. And to me, that's a real simple observation that I think makes a big impact on. I would recommend the Epic Intensive to anybody thinking about getting into real estate or who's already made that decision and is earlier in their career, because it seems to be a good foundational thing. There's a lot about mindset. There's a lot about making the choice and getting started.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey there, it is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day of the week where we reach back into the episodes, or back into the archives of the episodes, where we have more than a decade's worth to pull from. And recently we've been pulling from the Do-Over podcast, the original podcast that launched this one, the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It's been very interesting for me. I don't know, maybe you skip over Wednesdays. It's been interesting for me just to look back and see what I was actually talking about 10 years ago, what was important to me 10 years ago, what I gave my attention to. And last week's episode was just as valid today as it was then. Time-honored wisdom. I think I pulled a lot of that directly from the book, Do-Over. I was recognizing some of the comments in there, and I think I was reading loosely from the book. But it was good, and ended up coaching myself a little bit. I hope you're enjoying it. Got another episode for you today. As I was thinking about what I was going to release today, I was taking a walk around the Rose Bowl, as I tend to do a few days a week, and I was listening to a Tony Robbins podcast. It's actually his podcast. It was an episode from his actual show, and it was a recording of him coaching somebody in his audience, and it was somebody in the audience that was really dealing with a lot of stress around their business. And he went through his inquiry like Tony Robbins does, and takes you through a series of questions to get down to what the real issue is so he can address it. But the theme of around which he was coaching this gentleman was what causes upset, what causes disruption or presents a challenge for us in our business and really our overall lives. It's either the strategy, the story, or the state. So the strategy, obviously, meaning what you're actually doing, is that causing the issue? Or story, that's the story that you tell yourself, the little conversation you have going on in between your ears. Or is it your emotional state? You're not in a productive frame of mind. You're not in the zone. You're outside of the zone. And what I thought was really interesting is he said that strategy, that's always the easiest one to fix, but it's the one that everybody blames their issues on. And when people look inside and dig a little deeper, what they recognize is it's really the conversation that you're having with yourself. It's the story that you're telling yourself. And then the story that you tell yourself is what creates your emotional state. And if it's in a disempowering way, then it's really difficult to execute the strategy. So they're all linked. And I was thinking about the people that send in emails and they reach out via the YouTube channel, or they reach out via Facebook or inside of our private groups that we have. And when someone gets stuck, it's always about the strategy. What am I doing here wrong? Or what's a better way to do this? Or what's the best way to do that? And I consistently point out, it's really not the strategy. It's the operator of the strategy. And when I connect that with what Tony was talking about, it's really the story that we're telling ourselves that creates our emotional state that impacts on how we perform and execute the strategy. So 7 days a week here, we're talking real estate, how to buy it, how to sell it, how to hold it, how to manage it, how to create wealth using it. And something to consider is just as much of that real estate that you're focused on, the 6 inches of real estate between your ears deserves your attention too, as that's where the real breakthroughs are going to come from. And that's why these Wednesday episodes of Do Over, I think, are so important to all of us, including myself. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, the place where once a week you will hear, learn, and take action on the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results. This is the show where I show people dissatisfied with their current situation how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest, easier, faster, smarter. Now, to get a head start and lay a solid foundation for a better life, there's always room for improvement, right? I invite you to download the 3 pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. Now, it's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with 3 specific steps on how to get success as you start over. It doesn't matter what you're starting over. They will lay the foundation for you to achieve. Now, think of it as your traveling success coach, I guess. And it's yours for free at freedoover.com. Okay, I'm broadcasting live from downtown Los Angeles. I'm sure some of you have been wondering where I've been. Well, I've had a little bit of a challenge with iTunes for reasons unknown to me. And after further investigation, unknown to iTunes as well, they removed my podcast and all of its episodes from the iTunes store. It's a big mystery. They don't know why. I don't know why. I've read their terms and policies in great detail, and there was no violation. I don't understand why. They've reviewed everything. They don't understand why either. The good news is I'm back in the iTunes store. But unfortunately, here's the bad news. I lost all of my subscribers in the process, and I have to start over. So that's 6 months of work. That's not necessarily down the drinks. I've had a great time doing this, and it's been an amazing learning experience. But I've got to be able to regenerate my subscriber list. My podcast is essentially finding itself in the middle of a do-over of its own. Now, iTunes, they didn't have an explanation for me and really nothing to say, but sorry. They were gracious enough to give me 5 free song downloads. Well, I don't know what that's going to do for me, but it was nice. It just kind of showed their gesture. They were very nice and seemingly empathetic. There's not a whole lot that they can do. At least that's what they've told me. And I guess it's just one of those things. You know, life happens. It's not the end of the world. In the grand scheme of things, it's a podcast. No big deal. So if this is your first time here, you probably have no idea as to what I'm talking about. And that's okay. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you found me. And I'm actually glad that you found me after this happened. Now, if you have found me again, welcome back. I am grateful that you took the time to search me out. I know you have so many options out there for your entertainment and for your education and just for your recreational time. And I'm grateful that I'm one of your choices. And as always, I'm committed to making this always worth your while. Now, if you know anybody that was a subscriber, I doubt it. The internet's a really large, expanding universe, so to speak. If you know anybody, however, that was a subscriber or a listener, let them know that I'm still here. I'm just in a different place. They're going to have to log back into iTunes and hit that subscribe button again, and they'll be back in communication with me. You see, when this happened, I have no way of communicating with those past subscribers. I have no way of getting back in touch with them. So if you can help me out, I would really appreciate it. You know, this whole situation, it gave me an opportunity to practice what I preach, which I guess is never a bad thing. And one of those things that I always preach is whenever you're faced with adversity, I coach other people in doing this, and I even coach myself, and that command I make to myself is stop focusing on what's happening. Stop focusing on what's happening and focus on what you want to have happen. Just by redirecting your focus in that way, you start thinking differently. You start speaking differently, and you start taking different actions. You take productive actions. You start taking actions that will actually make a difference and keep you moving forward. And the way that I redirect that focus is through the use of questions, specifically the questions that I ask myself. You know, as we go through life, when we go through our days, we're always evaluating, whether that's consciously or subconsciously, we're always evaluating. It's, do I make a left turn or a right turn here? Is my food too hot or is it too cold? Should I take the day off or should I go to work? Whatever it may be, you're always making these evaluations. And those evaluations are questions that you ask yourself. Now, quality questions create a quality life. And successful people ask better questions. And as a result, they get better answers. You'll be asking yourself questions all day long. Like right now, you're probably asking, do I ask myself questions all day long? Yeah, well, that is another question. That's just the thought process that goes through our heads. And whether you are aware of it or not, it's happening. So just awareness of that is empowering. And it allows you to use those questions to keep your life, keep you on track, moving towards to whatever it is that you aspire. And it's this practice that is as responsible for my successful do-over as any other is. And it's the use of questions. The use of properly asked questions is one of your most valuable tools in getting to where you want to go. And that has to do with whether you are asking questions of someone else or if you're asking questions of yourself. Specifically today, we're going to talk about the questions that we ask ourselves. Now, I've come to know and trust that my brain and yours, I know most of us have probably never met, but I trust that your brain will remarkably answer any question asked of it. And here's a great example that I use all the time. I mean, this illustrates it so perfectly. And I use this with others. I use it with myself all the time. Anytime the response to a question is, I don't know. For example, how do I get to the local Home Depot? You know, whatever it may be. If you were just asked a basic question and your answer was, I don't know, I immediately follow the response with, if you did know, what would the answer be? Now, this is not groundbreaking. I know. Many of you listening to this have heard this question asked and likely multiple times from various people in various environments. I mean, it oftentimes is received as a flippant and sarcastic or maybe even a jesting response. But if you ignore the irreverent and cheeky tone that often accompanies the question, you'll notice it almost always evokes an answer where there wasn't one before. I don't really understand how this mocking question, if you did know, what would your answer be, stimulates the brain to answer, but it does almost every single time. Actually, any question stimulates an answer, but I'm using this specific question because it shows there's an answer where one might not be so obvious. So what the question demonstrates is that the brain will provide an answer with relative ease in the face of no answer. And for those very rare times it doesn't provide an answer, the next question is, how or where could you find out? You see, the pitfall most people fall into is that they fail to ask another question after the response, I don't know. They stop. They give up there. So if you find yourself saying, I don't know, ask yourself, if I did know, what would the answer be? If I did know, what would I say? If I did know, what would I do? The human brain is the most powerful computer in the world. And you own one, free and clear. And it will answer any question you ask it. And like I said, of all the personal development information I've injected into my mind, this one concept quite possibly has had the greatest impact on my success. And from that concept, I have developed two rules that I live by with regard to questions. Rule number one, ask yourself the right questions, empowering questions. Rule number two, answer the questions honestly and authentically. So what do I mean by empowering questions? Well, based on the commonality that most people do not ask themselves empowering questions, perhaps it's easier to illustrate the answer by giving you some examples of disempowering questions. Why does this always happen to me? That's a question we commonly ask of ourselves. Why does this always happen to me? Oh no, not this again. Why me? If you ask yourself, why does this happen to me? The brain is going to answer it. And it's not going to give you really good, positive answers. It's going to give you answers that probably make you feel worse. So if you ask yourself, why does this always happen to me? Your brain might come up with, depending on your situation, but it might come up with, well, you're not smart enough. That's why. Or you're too slow. That's why. Or you're fat. That's why. Or you don't have the talent. That's why. Whatever it may be, it's not going to be a positive response. Or why can't I ever get a break? That's another question people ask of themselves. It's one that I've often asked myself. I've had multiple do-overs in my world of entrepreneurship, and oftentimes I've felt like that. Or why don't I ever win? That's another question we might ask ourselves. Or why does the other guy always get the promotion? Why do the good things always happen to someone else? If you're asking yourself those types of questions, you are going to get answers. But the answers to those questions are disempowering. They're probably going to make you feel worse. They're probably going to keep you idle in whatever situation you're in. They're not going to move the conversation forward. They're not going to move you forward. They're not going to move you closer to your goals. So if those questions I just asked, do any of those sound familiar? Do you ask yourself, why does this always happen to me? Why can't I ever get a break? Why don't I ever win? Why does the other guy always get the promotion? These types of questions elicit a negative answer that will undoubtedly inspire negative thinking, and we know where that leads. Well, instead of asking, why does this always happen to me? Try replacing that with a question like, how can I minimize the possibility of this happening again? Or, where's the opportunity in this situation? And you'll find with a little bit of attention and intention that answers to what afflicts you will come to the forefront of your thinking easier and more quickly than you ever thought possible. And once your brain has revealed an answer or two, and there will be multiple answers if you keep asking, the key is to focus on the answers and then act. So, where is the opportunity in iTunes removing my podcast? That was a question I had to ask myself. How can I limit the possibility of this happening again? How can I turn this into a good thing? These are the types of questions I asked myself after I discovered iTunes removed all of my episodes. Well, after I cooled off, I should say. It took me a while. I said some things that probably weren't very empowering. But once I got my wits back with me and I cooled off, I asked myself these questions. I came up with some great answers. You know, I built my entire following of this podcast. I built the entire following of this podcast with zero promotion. So here's an opportunity to investigate some podcast promotions, to get my subscribers back, to rebuild that list. You know, my subscribers, they just accumulated so fast, I never seemed to have felt the need to look for podcast promotions. But here's an opportunity to ask you to spread the word for me. You know, I'd never even asked for referrals before, never even thought to. So if you know somebody that would benefit from this podcast, maybe you can suggest it to them. You can help me out a little bit. Here's an opportunity to pick up my production schedule and maybe catch the eye of someone at iTunes. Perhaps I can ask iTunes directly for some front page exposure to make amends. I never even thought of asking. I wanted it, but I never thought of asking for it. And as you can see, by asking a more empowering question, where's the opportunity in iTunes removing my podcast? I get different answers. Now, I got some great answers by going through this exercise, and I'll be implementing everything I came up with. And that's key, by the way. I mean, this is all for nothing if you don't take action on those ideas. So that's rule number one, ask the right questions, ask empowering questions. Rule number two says that you have to answer them honestly and authentically. Some of my biggest results have been produced by getting real with myself, answering my questions honestly and completely, completely unfiltered. For example, when experiencing a lull in my direct sales business a couple years ago, I had to ask myself, am I doing everything I know to do? Am I doing what I know to do to the best of my ability? See, these are two questions that can serve you in many different areas of your life, actually. But only if you're honest with the answer. One of the innate characteristics of the human being is to avoid responsibility. We hate responsibility. It's one of the two things that we avoid as human beings. We hate responsibility. So if you were to ask yourself, am I doing everything I know to do? Am I doing what I know to do to the best of my ability? And you take responsibility for your own actions, for your own experience, you can move mountains with those answers. You see, I find that in most situations, we all know exactly what to do. Where we fall short is doing what we know. So do yourself a favor and check in with yourself every once in a while with those two questions. And this might be your business. It might be your career. It might be your relationship at home with your wife or your husband. It might be your relationship with your kids. If a relationship is suffering, am I doing everything I know to do to create good relationships? Am I doing what I know to create good relationships to the best of my ability? See, those are empowering questions, and they'll give you empowering answers. But old habits, they can be tough to break. We ask these questions all day long, and we're completely unaware of it. It's habitual. But now that you're conscious of it, and you're conscious of what can be created by asking these questions with intent and not just letting your brain run on autopilot, you can make a significant difference. You can start transforming your life today, really. So when first setting out to implement the practice of asking yourself these empowering questions, it can be difficult to, one, stop yourself before asking a disempowering question, and two, formulating consistently effective empowering questions. So knowing that from experience, my own personal experience, I've assembled a list of 25 empowering questions that I have found useful in getting me out of potentially sticky situations. So until you get the hang of formulating the most effective and empowering questions for yourself, feel free to use, modify, and share some of mine. So I'll put all of these questions in the show notes so you can go and look at them later. But right now, just listen with me. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I just want you to answer them in your brain. Answer them in your head, okay? And think about what situations or scenarios that you can use these questions. Some of them are business related. Some of them might apply to your personal life, whatever it may be. But by asking yourself empowering questions, you can start transforming your life into the life that you really want it to be. So question number one, if money weren't an object, would this be a good decision? If money weren't an object, would this be a good decision? Another question I ask is, if money weren't an object, would this decision be in alignment with my dreams and or morals? Question number three, what can I do right now that would move me one step closer to my goal? You know, you find yourself, you know, I'm just bored or I don't know what to do. Ask yourself a question like, what can I do right now that would move me at least one step closer to my goals? Or when faced with adversity, how can I minimize the impact of this problem? Or how can I minimize the possibility of this problem reoccurring? Empowering questions, they're going to give you great, great answers. Here's a great series of questions that I ask myself every once in a while. Am I enviable? If not, why not? How can I make myself more enviable? That's a great question. It's going to cause you to stop and look at your life of what's not enviable in your life. What's not pretty? What's not attractive? What's mediocre in your life? Here's a great question. You can apply this to almost everything. What's the next step? Or who do I know that could help me with this? Is there anyone that I can delegate this to? Is this the best use of my time, or should I hire someone else to do it? I use Elance all the time to find people, freelancers, to do certain tasks for me. What can I do that would make me even more effective? Or what can I learn from this? These are all great questions that just give me great, great answers all day long. Here's one of my favorite ones, and I add this at the end of most of my questions. If I have a problem or a challenge that I'm faced with, I'll ask myself, how can I turn this problem around and enjoy the process? If you take these questions and you add that to the end and enjoy the process, you're going to get very different answers. You're going to get answers that create something that you want to do. And we all know when we want to do something, we do it. If we have to do it, sometimes we put it off. Sometimes we procrastinate, maybe more times than others. But if we come up with solutions, if we ask ourselves, how can I turn this problem around and enjoy the process? Or if I took some of the previous questions I already asked, what's the next step and how can I do it and enjoy the process? Or how can I minimize the possibility of this problem recurring and enjoy the process? How can I make myself more enviable and enjoy the process? What can I do right now that would move me one step closer to my goal and enjoy the process? If you put that "and enjoy the process" at the end of your questions, your brain is going to answer whatever you ask of it. So if part of the criteria to that answer is enjoying the process, you're going to get different answers. So that's just half of them right now. All of these questions will be in the show notes. There's another 12 or 13 to go. But go ahead and take a look at them and start implementing them. Start asking yourself these questions during the day, during when you're faced with adversity, when you're faced with challenges and problems. Even when things are going good, maybe they could be going even better. And they're so effective. So start using these in your do-over. I mean, quality questions create a quality life. Successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. So that's it for this episode. Check back in with me in a few days. I'm going to make up for some lost time, and I'm going to pick up right from here. And together, we're going to start creating a compelling future for you to live into. And what that is creating a vision of your future that has you spring out of bed in the morning, touched, moved, and inspired to take action in your do-over. I mean, getting out of bed every day like it were Christmas. What would a life like that look like? Like every day were Saturday, or like every day was the first day of summer vacation. I mean, how does a life like that sound? Well, join me next time, and we'll start creating that life just for you. So if you like what you heard today, and or if there's something you'd like to hear more of, please visit iTunes at your convenience and leave your comments and suggestions. You know, along with losing all of my subscribers, I also lost all of the great comments you provided. I lost all of your great ratings and all of your suggestions. So if you could do me a favor and go back to iTunes and recreate those comments for me. Maybe they're better. Maybe you've got some more criticism for me. I don't know, whatever it is, but I just appreciate your participation. And what that does is it helps build my credibility inside of iTunes, and I come up more often, and it increases my visibility. And unfortunately, like with the lost subscribers, I lost all of that as well. So whatever you can do to help me out, I really appreciate it. Hopefully you're getting value with this. And if you're not getting value from this podcast, let me know how I can provide even more value for you. Okay? Much appreciated. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you next time on Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.